coming in here, of course, you had a big win last night, 24 hours ago, against a good Holcomb team. And sometimes it's one of those situations where you don't know maybe what to expect here, maybe a little bit of a letdown after a big win last night. It was a slow start for you guys, but I thought that second and third quarter really dictated was a good job for you guys, a turning point of the game.
Yeah, it was pretty sloppy all around. I thought our ball movement and our player movement wasn't fantastic. It wasn't as good, but they kind of did some of that with their 3-2 zone. You know, they played it pretty flat, so you kind of create a wall to set up, and it's hard to penetrate against it. But I don't think we had our eyes down there looking to pass it down there either. So we could have done a better job with that going into halftime, up 7. And then finishing what I thought was a fairly sloppy third quarter, to be up 20 was kind of a testament to, our guys were able to knock down some shots, and they got on some runs, with our press a little bit. So, there's always games like that. You have to win in ugly ways sometimes. So tonight was one of those games, and now we move on and look forward to Hugoton.
It was also good to bounce back as well after, quick turnaround there. Do you feel like there's maybe a little bit of fatigue setting in here because of this kind of the stretch here with very minimal practice and 3 games in 5 days?
It could be. They could be a little bit fatigued. But like I told those guys before the game started, I'm glad we didn't have to, we didn't practice since yesterday. Yesterday being one of our better games, if not best game of the season. I didn't want to do anything at practice to mess it up. So I was glad we played tonight. And, it could have been better, but it could have been worse. So yeah. We found a way to win, even though it was ugly. And make a couple corrections, but at the same time, we want to still play in transition and do the things we did last night and tonight for a little while.
We're led by the king there, Jackson Lewis, with the 14 points there tonight. He had a nice night there, and he did a lot of other things other than score. Of course, he hit knocked down two triples there, but he was able to drive it in as well and take it strong to the basket. That's big to see him do that for back-to-back games.
Yeah, absolutely. And when he got his, it was off of his movement. He was moving without the ball, which is such a lost art, I guess, as far with high school kids. Moving without the ball and just finding ways to get open outside of just, dribble drive and things like that. So he was able to move without the ball, and he found himself a few times, the recipient of a good pass, and he was able to get to the paint. But that's, that's kind of how we wanted to play. And when we can get in transition, it's easier to do that than, allowing them to set up a defense. And they scored 15 points in the first half. And so it's not like we should have been going against a whole lot of set, defenses. But it seemed like there was quite a few turnovers or, things that led to a stoppage so that they were able to get back and set up. And, like I said earlier, it wasn't pretty, but it got the job done.
You have to like your balance in scoring as well. You have 5 players score at least 6 points, and it seems like here in these last few games we've noticed a little bit more balance in the scoring here for you guys.
Yeah, there is, and again, Parker's ability to get to the basket, really helps him out. Yeah. And then you've got, him and Evan had a possession or two there where they had the ball really moving around, and it was fun to watch right there. So with the balanced scoring, you can't just target on one man or two guys, and you got to be ready for everybody. And on the other side of that, our guys have to be ready to take advantage of the situations that they're put in. And a lot of times we do, and Blaine's always active. We've got a lot of guys that are capable of doing it. They just have to be ready when the time's right.
Well, you get the victory. You guys have won now 4 out of 5 here, and now 9-6 on the year. Second half of conference slate begins Friday, and you guys start to become road warriors here. It starts off with Hugoton. Yeah, they've dropped their last 2, but you know what to expect with them. And, this is a big game for you guys coming up here on Friday.
Yeah, and it's always kind of it's a good atmosphere down there. So I enjoy going on the road. Don't get me wrong. I love this place. This is on top of the line, but I enjoy going on the road and just kind of having our guys be together and not have to worry about anything else other than basketball. So, we're going to have to do some things. Obviously, we hung with them last time. We had a chance. But, they've got a lot of guys out there that can make plays. So we're definitely going to have to be on top of our game and clean up some of the little miscues tonight, in order to give us a chance.
It should be a fun one definitely on Friday night. As we're hearing not every different sound here in this post game here, Coach Brian Gentry, post game. Thanks as always, Coach, here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.